Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
BrothersReport.com is linking to Limbaugh. And his breakdown of it, but it's Fox Business. Fox Business went and did an investigation. Notice you've heard it here about 100 times. They're going to take all these poor fools that wouldn't sign up at Obamacare. They're going to take their tax refunds, and they're going to hit your bank accounts. I shouldn't laugh. My dad says he listens to the show every day, and he wishes I would stop laughing. He says he knows I'm doing it because it's like hurting me, so I have to laugh and make a sick joke out of it. But at the same time, I mean, these people want to be hurt. They're going to wreck my family and my future as well, so I guess they deserve it. All these Obama supporters, so stupid. Let me shut up and go back to the police and military calling in. If you just joined us, it's official. Fort Hood and other bases are saying don't give money to the Tea Party or any evangelicals. They're terror groups, and that you'll be arrested for funding terrorists. They won't be arrested for shipping guns and weapons to Al-Qaeda or training them, but if you give money to a mainline evangelical church with 10,000 members, you're going to be court-martialed. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in Minnesota, who's Army. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead. What's your take on all this?
Hey, Alex. Last month we didn't go in. I'm a reservist. I also do line haul truck driving. But we didn't go in last month, so I haven't gotten a briefing like that yet. But what I did get about September of last year, September 1st, in fact, I'd just graduated from the truck driving school, and they told me I had to be on a conference call. I said, look, man, I got 200 some odd miles to get home. Do I have to have it? My sergeant told me, he said, look, it is a Homeland Security call. You will be on it, period. So I'm going down the road. I'm listening to everything that they're saying. They stood up a Seaburn team, Alex. Our entire mission was, our area of operation is everything west of the Mississippi. And what Seaburn is a chemical nuclear, you know, weapons and stuff like that. We were to respond to that. And any of the national, you know, like these big natural disasters and stuff.
Sure, and I want to be clear, because I've been following this 18 years, that's the EOD mission and the NBC mission is always the cover. And then once you get to the briefings, we have video of them, then it shifts to domestic extremists, and that's the real mission. But go ahead.
Yeah, see, that's what, you know, that's always in the back of your mind. And I'm hoping to God that that's not what this is. But, I mean, me and a couple of my buddies at my unit, you know, we're listeners. We know my platoon sergeant is, you know, he knows what's going on and stuff. He's the biggest security threat to the United States military. Let me tell you, information goes out, he processes it, and it goes right back out, you know. So he's been biting his tongue when I talk about it. And, you know, we started looking at all the guys that are on this mission because we got attached to a different unit. Alex, I mean, we're talking about combat arms, you know, tankers, scouts, infantry, all old, you know, that's their previous.
But see, you just said it. I told you, it's not NBC going out and washing people off. That's always the PR to acclimate the public to the military. Exactly. No, that's the cover of the mission. You're saying these are combat groups being prepared.
Basically, well, that was our previous jobs. Our new jobs are like, you know, 88 Mike and dealing with chemical stuff, but, you know, almost everybody is like their new job is truck driving, but their old stuff was combat arms. And you know, my dad's been asking me, Alex, and he's been asking me because I was one of the many soldiers that actually disarmed Sadr City, Iraq. You know, I mean, we went house to house and took weapons.
Hold on, I want to hear this. So finish it on the other side. Give us 1 minute, then I promise we'll go to Jason. Then we'll go to William, Leslie, Truth Raider, and others. I'm Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, they are converting the military into an army to attack Christians and gun.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Fox Business is reporting. We're going to get it linked up on InfoWars.com. DrudgeReport.com has it right now. How will Obamacare's uninsured penalty work? And then it goes on to say they're going to take your refund. Which they've always done to make you get the idea that the IRS is actually giving you a check, even though on average you get back a lot less than you pay in. They just want to set the precedent that they control your check. It's all about... I mean, hardly any other country takes the money from you first. You pay it after. We're such slaves because we think we're so free. What's the Bible verse? None are so enslaved as those that think they are free. Let's go to Daniel in Minnesota, whose army is in the National Guard, and he's seeing the reorganization of everything that's happening. And when you say the guys you know are awake, what's been waking them up?
You know, I honestly don't know, Alex. These are all guys, a lot of the guys that are awake, they're actually, sadly to say, are ex-Navy, but they're some of the best NCOs I've ever had. You know, it's just stuff that they've seen in the past, it's stuff that they're seeing now, and it's the, you know, that they can count 1 + 1 = 2. You know, they're seeing the bigger picture. They're not watching, you know, just this or that. But, you know, it's just, it's one of those things, you know, for everybody, it's something different. And when you take a group like what we've been set up for, and you put it all together and put us under Homeland Security. And, you know, as soon as this happened was the hurricane out on the East Coast. We didn't get no calls for that. You know, since then we've had tornadoes up in Oklahoma, you know, not too far where we are because
that's right. Your new mission is preparing for combat against the American people, and that's on record. You're now under Homeland Security, and they put a Department of Defense guy over that, and it's this new fifth branch that answers to El Jefe, whoever the president happens to be. It is a classic takeover strategy. And it may not happen under Obama. It might happen in 10 years under some new president. But the point is, I've never seen the orders going as low as the privates. I mean, just 10 years ago or 4 or 5 years ago even, this type of stuff was being tested with generals. It wasn't going into lower-level officers or even non-commissioned. It's going all the way. But finish your point about disarming people in Iraq, because I remember reading several Pentagon documents and even a MIT report calling Iraq a laboratory for domestic operations in civil unrest, gun confiscation, and even Army Times has reported on what they call Brigade Homeland and that mission. So, again, what people are hearing for the first time, if you just tuned in, all this is mainline documents. We shot a special report last night. I'll give people the name of it in a moment. I'm going to tweet out the folks. But tell us about gun confiscation, what that, how that happens, what that is like.
We actually ran a 16-man platoon because we was armor. So that puts about maybe, I'd say at most, maybe 10 of our guys on the ground. And at, you know, either evenings or nights, depending on our shift, Alex, we'd go, I mean, house to house down a block, kicking in doors. Or, you know, sometimes it was just as nice as, you know, knocking on it and saying, you know, Shaku Maku, Habibi. And we'd go in and talk to them. And while our lieutenant sitting there talking to him, we'd be searching the house, and whenever we found weapons, we'd just take them. I mean, we and the people there was, you know, stupid enough. We'd you know, take a, you know, fake computer or something and be like, hey, this is telling us that there's a weapon here, where is it? And they'd hand it to us, you know. But it's not always, you know, the aggression, but when we hit something with aggression, Alex, you couldn't stop us. We had our infantry hit a house 2 times trying to pick up a high valued target. They couldn't do it. When we went in and 10 men, actually it was less than that. I think it was 6 men on the ground that night. We hit that house so hard that my sergeant, he kicked the door. It actually came off the hinges. And this wasn't, you know, no light, you know, door. It was a heavy door. He kicked it off the hinges, went in there, and we was literally walking over top of people, ran upstairs, grabbed the dude before he could get out of his bed, and chunked him down the stairs. You know, it's a force that you can't really stop.
Unless you fortified your doors, and absolutely. But once a shooting war starts, people are not going to sit in their house and wait, as you know. And, of course, most of the Iraqis, from what I've read, tell me if I'm right, were not using their guns to actually attack forces that had invaded their country. They were using it for self-defense. They had their own Second Amendment.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's basically what it is. And, I mean, they can get AK-47 there, you know, cheaper than some of their food sometimes. You know, cheaper than their medicine. They're so abundant. We used to take them that are nickel plated, silver plated with ivory and stuff on them. It was, you know, just truly amazing. But, I mean, that's the thing. We have to stand together. And I was talking to apparently a mutual person of ours, and I wanted to ask you about him off air.
A mutual person. All right. Well, you're piped into the Minnesota phone system. And then they pipe it through to me. I just do that so I have backups and satellite uplinks. So I'll put you on hold, and you can relay the question at the break to John Harmon, and then I can talk to you that way. So I'll put you on hold, Daniel, and come back to you off air. Just, John, get the question, and I'll relay it to you and then over to him. I don't want to, like, pipe it through the system because sometimes that can go on the air, like one chance out of 1,000. I want to go back to the phone calls. There's some breaking news. Will Obamacare grab your paycheck? Will it grab your bank account? Will Obamacare grab your tax refund? You bet they will, and that's how they're planning to do it. They say there's a fine, but they won't tell you how they're going to get it. Well, it's actually in the law. And that report is up at drudgereport.com. We're linking to it up on Infowars.com right now. We keep telling you that's in the law. That's how this works. Now, there is a report up on the website that I'm also going to tweet out where we broke down last night in detail in a 15-minute report, emergency alert, soldiers warn of coming gun confiscation. And I'm going to have this reposted to InfoWars.com as it scrolled off the front page, and I'm going to tweet it out during the break to Real Alex Jones, because we've put these reports out before, and they've gotten almost 3 million views, which is great, because it's not our regular 3 million listeners a day. It's new people that end up seeing this. It's military that end up seeing this. Then they get all the intelligence. They'll see the Emergency Centers Establishment Act on the video. They'll see the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program. They'll see Forbes magazine and AP admitting the military brass is being prepared for gun confiscation so that it won't happen. They want to be able to get it all ready, line it up, stage some big event, and then roll it out. We got to blow them up before their rocket gets off the ground. I mean, that's what we do here, is we try to stop a civil war. We try to stop bloodshed. I got a wife and three kids. I know I'm looking for this. I think we can fix things peacefully. We're starting to win in the info war, and they know that, and they're going to start something big, folks. That's what I'm trying to get across to you, the criminal interest that will make money off a civil war in a wrecked country. And please, to the police out there especially, a lot of you have been handpicked now because you're imperious and, you know, you're very arrogant. It's very saddening. It doesn't humiliate me when I see police being rude and mean to people. It doesn't make me feel little, like, oh, I'm being dominated. It makes me sad for your ancestors and who you are. And also, if you guys continue where this is leading, I mean, it's leading somewhere really, really bad. So I'm going to tell you again, mister, I'm not looking for a fight. And we're not looking for a fight, mister, but you better stop. Because the higher-ups are offshore. They think they're safe. They know full well what's going to happen if this goes down. And I know most police I talk to on the street are actually nice and say they're awake. But then I run into cops constantly acting just wild. And I get getting jacked up even on my own show, you know, doing a job. It's easier to get the job done if you get jacked up. But it's this whole attitude that you train like we're the enemy and we're the threat. Tyranny is the threat. And they treat some housewife like, you know, they do some guy with, like, prison tattoos on them. And I'm done. I'm tired of it. I haven't done anything wrong. I'm tired of being treated like I'm evil. Let's go to Jason in Missouri, who's Army and police. Thank you for calling in and holding, sir. You're on the air.
How are you doing today, Alex?
I'm doing all right. What is your take on all the stuff you've heard?
Well, I have 5 points that, even if you got to hold me over, you've got to hear. I've got to get this out. I'm calling from mid-Missouri. I am prior Army. I was honorably discharged. In 95, our unit, and I was in a medical unit, we received an involuntary survey form from our platoon sergeant. You could not leave the facility with it. Matter of fact, you couldn't even leave the gymnasium with it. It was yes or no question. To keep in mind, 95, 96 at the latest. The questions were as follows. The ones that I remember, would you fire upon American citizens armed? Would you fire upon American citizens unarmed? Would you quarantine American cities in times of national emergency? So this was 95, and they were on a yellow card, the equivalent of the back, like your checkbook, that yellow card that's in the back, and sure, every one of us filled it out. So I would like to use your platform right now to reach out to all my previous veteran friends that know what I'm talking about. This was mid-Missouri. Call in, either call in on the hotline on InfoWars.com, leave your name, your number. That's how we're going to get this out, is to get enough veterans to come forward and say, hey, we've been probed 10, 20 years ago for this very thing.
I'm going to hold you over. This is so important. I'm going to hold you over because we got plenty of time this hour, and we're going to get to everybody else that's patiently holding as well. But, sir, see, this is how we're all compartmentalized. That actually came out in the news then that that was happening. And then a 29 Palms professor, a teacher, put out a mock one so he could put it out public and not break the law. He put a copy out but called it his own survey to see if they would do it. And he said that. I've interviewed him. Like, we should get him back on. I forget that gentleman's name. But the point is that this has been going on for a long, long time. And that's the good news, is they tried this in the mid-90s under Clinton. And and now they're trying it again. The problem is they've made some headway in 20 years or 18 years on this. I'm going to come right back to you, Jason. Don't hang up. I guess you're a police officer now out of the Army. We're going to talk to you and get this info, but I am aware of that. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Is 16 minutes long. It's up on Infowars.com, but I'm going to have it reposted under a new headline to get even more attention. It's emergency alert, soldiers warn of coming gun confiscation. That's the special report from the Nightly News last night with myself, Rob Dew, and many others, with the whistleblowers and the documents of the mass gun confiscation plan. I'm going to have this reposted to Infowars.com, but really the headline should read, Obama prepares military for nationwide gun confiscation, or Obama readies military for nationwide gun confiscation, and then we will tweet that out once it's on Infowars.com. Because for military that's only gotten part of this, this is not all of it. It'd be hundreds of documents, but there's a good 15 news articles and documents in there so that they can see the informational and then see it for themselves, and it's not just me up here saying all of this, so that they can then add pieces of the puzzle as well. But this is not even pieces of a puzzle now. Now, let's go back. I'm going to shut up for the rest of the segment and let Jason, who's a police officer in Missouri, he was talking about in 95 getting these cards. We found the 29 Palms survey from 1994. Let's put that on screen while he talks, dealing with gun confiscation. And the last question asking if they would indeed do that, the combat arms survey. But that was actually 1994, May 10th. But let's go ahead now and go back to our guest and go ahead and finish. So you made your first point about that. Go ahead and make your other points.
Okay. Well, like I said, I've got several points that I've got to get off to you because it's been so hard to get onto your show. Second point is I woke up to your show specifically after the second election. So I guess my question would be, at what point, why was the big push for the states to secede from the union? That's how I discovered you. All of a sudden, after the second election, maybe I was just asleep. I always knew there was a certain level of tyranny since 88, since Bush Sr. made that comment. My brother's been preaching to me, do the New World Order, but you never saw anything. But I was lackadaisical, which I think most of the country has been, even being a veteran. Nothing ever really threatens us. And I think that's one of the reasons we're in the situation we're in now. So I do have one quick question to educate me as to what pushed you and Ron Paul to push the state seceding from the union. That's when I woke up.
Well, when I said secede, it's in the Declaration of Independence. It's not our right, it's our duty that when the governments become destructive of our basic liberties, that it's our job to create a new government. Well, I like the old republic. It's obviously the best system out there. Most historians agree. And so I was saying, let's not secede to end America. Let's secede to have the states pull back, declare the Washington FedGov illegitimate and occupied and captured, to then reestablish the republic. And so that was the plan I developed. A lot of constitutional scholars, advisors to Congress, like Dr. Edwin Vieira and countless others, Lou Rockwell, many others that concurred. They said, no, your plan was actually talked about by Thomas Jefferson, because they had problems then as well, and said, let's just abolish this again and do it again. Because, you know, it's like when something's really bad, sometimes you got to tear down a house if it's rotten and use the same blueprint that made it so good. Do you see my point there?
Yeah, exactly. I agreed with you. I just didn't understand because I hadn't been paying attention, and that was my question. If I could have high-fived you, I would be like, good job, brother. Actually, I texted you a bunch. I was for two months, my wife can tell you, I was steeped in following you and just trying to catch up. I was so far behind the eight ball. Keep in mind, I'm a police officer, I'm a veteran, and I was behind the eight ball. I was asleep at the wheel. So at the point that I woke up, right after the second election, I went on to YouTube, and it was just, to use your phrase that you coined, it was unbelievable. I'm like, why are we not seeing this stuff on Fox News? Well, then I'm educated to the point they're all bought off. It's too late for that. So coming through the timeline, how I was just 24 hours a day, I was just living this, trying to learn as much as I could from you, because you were the primary one that was.
And by the way, that's a normal response too. When I found out about this stuff, I've been on the air a couple of years. I was more like a mainline libertarian. And then all of a sudden I had police and military giving me all this info, and people thought I was crazy. But I had all the documents, and I witnessed it. We're almost out of time. We're going to come back with more calls. But tell me real fast, were there any other points you wanted to make?
All right. So right after that, I started telling everybody that I could. I had an opportunity to speak with a sitting Missouri state senator.
We got to stop again. I'm sorry. Stay there, because that's only a six-minute segment. 18-minute segment coming up. We'll finish up with you in a couple minutes, Jason. Then we'll go to William, who's been holding for a while. Lindsay. C Sid, Truth Raider, and everybody else. We're going to get to everybody as fast as I can. We come back, but this is important. Let him make his other points real quick. Then I got a whole plethora of other important news that we're going to be covering as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Let's just be clear here. I'm going to race through your calls and cover a ton of news, just the headlines I haven't gotten to yet, a bunch of new breaking news as well. Just remember, they're not just training to confiscate the firearms and admitting it. They're telling troops you can't give money to a Tea Party group, and that's totally illegal. That's like the mafia. That's racketeering to tell people what they can and can't do in their own lives. That's legal. And we're going to court-martial you if you're an evangelical Christian or give money to it. That's Fox News reporting that. And I already knew about this from sources, and it had been some of it in the news earlier this year. But it's just, I can't even believe how criminal the people are that run this government, and we cannot sit there and follow their orders. So real fast, Jason in Missouri, police officer, former Army, dropping the bombshell. Go over your points, but I got to ask you briefly, because this is what I've been told by others, and we know they're doing it now. I mean, it's on record, they're training for it, and gun confiscation. We had the Navy SEAL on 2 days ago covering it. But when you're in there being asked, will you fire on American citizens to engage what unit you can be stuck in, because if you say yes, you get promoted, obviously. It's total evil. What were people saying after you guys walked out of the gymnasium being asked if you would fire on American citizens or confiscate their guns?
You know, I thought about that because I figured you might ask me that or another caller might ask that. Honestly, it's been so long ago, I don't remember. However, I do remember everybody felt very uneasy, which one of the last points that I'm going to make, this has happened again with somebody that I know who's in the Navy, and I'll tell you his response to his dad. So I can get off here so the next guy can call. Just let me finish my point. I was speaking with a Missouri State Senator who I had met through my other job, and I said, sir, what's going on in Washington? I was told he was a senator. He said, oh, no, I'm a state Missouri State Senator. He said, but I know what you mean. I was like, man. And I told him about you, and I told him about what I learned. He confirmed everything about UN Agenda 21. He said, it is so bad. He said that he was thinking about getting out, and I said, well, why? We need good people like you in there. He looked me straight in the eyes, Alex, and this is exactly what he said, and I quote, he said, I will have nothing to do with what is fixing to befall the American people. And my stomach come up in my throat. His wife is to his left. She's crying, and I said, have I done something? She said, no. She said, I fought this for years. I thought he was just nuts about this stuff. But she said, what I have learned being a senator's wife, she said, I know that it's 100% fact. He said, immediately start stockpiling guns, water, food, and ammo. He said, that's all I can tell you. I said, well, what do we do? What do we, you know, is there something we can do at the state level? He said, I'm going to inform you what I know. He said the Missouri State Senate had already, at that point, now this was last the week of Christmas last year. This is prior to any of the shooting. He said the Missouri State Senate had already voted to secede from the Union, but our governor said not yet. I said, well, what are we waiting for? He said, well, he said, that's a good question. He said, but there is a plan in place to remove him from power if need be. He said, I cannot discuss anything further. I've been trying to call into the show for months to let you know this stuff.
Well, no, I know this stuff's all going on. I mean, even David Dewhurst, his former top CIA and establishment, says the government's pure evil, has lost credibility, and has to be removed because they're going to it's going to be a red takeover. Again, it's foreign banks doing it, but they're going to use a red takeover agenda. And they're really planning it. And the Civil War, because enough cops and military will follow the orders to start a civil war. And enough citizens are going to end up going, who are just waiting and are fed up. It's going to be a disaster. And then the commies are going to just wait while we kill each other and then come in later. And then the foreign banks have set this all up. And that's basically what people are talking about. And there's the Atlantic Wire. Who knew? Secession again on the agenda in Missouri. It basically breaks down what you were just talking about from last year. So I appreciate your call, sir. Yes. That's why at that time I called for the Second American Revolution in the info war to have the states pull out. The feds will say it's illegitimate. We counter, you're not even a federal government. Because you are supposed to have the feds keep the states in check, the states keep the feds in check, balance of power, just like two sides of Congress, just like the judiciary, the legislative, the executive, the fourth estate, the media, the fifth estate, the juries. I mean, you're supposed to have all these checks and balances, or you always, if you have one power structure, you could have a good king or a good leader. They're going to die. The bad guys are going to kill them in a palace coup to put bad guys in. That's why you almost always get bad guys with a centralized system. They've had a few dozen good kings, philosopher kings, in world history, the last 6,000 recorded years of history. And you do get incredible leaps forward during those periods. Not that a philosopher king's the way to go, but compared to the horrible corrupt systems they had of corrupt royal families and their courts, if you ever got a king who actually wanted to empower people and really inform people and really build things and really, even if it was for their own arrogant reasons, you would get incredible civilizations out of that. Well, a free society, a free market society, will create so much wealth. The problem is you then become decadent. So how do you gauge that to be a free market society that's incredibly rich, but then the corruption sets in? And so that's why we pull out now. If the states all pulled out and said, New World Order captured us, foreign banks captured us, we're going to do like Iceland did, we're going to forget all this foreign debt, communist Chinese, you know, you actually are owed $2 trillion. We will pay you that back. That's nothing with the faith and credit of the U.S. if we don't let them wreck us. They want to wreck us so bad, shutting off the power plants, shutting off the infrastructure, shutting off the jobs, bringing in the giant third world populations to be client state groups. They want to blow our engine out so they can capture us. And basically, if we were a ship, use the corny Star Wars analogy, you got the Star Destroyer chasing the counselor ship, and they're shooting at each other, and they want to blow the engine so they can suck us up. I mean, but America is big. I mean, it's like trying to eat an elephant. And so they got a problem. And now they're already collapsing the world system to bring in the world government, but everybody's awake to them who matters. And so it's this Mexican standoff that I talked about earlier, where we're both pointing guns at each other, basically. And we need to convince people out there that the rights... Look, even if we were going to lose, ladies and gentlemen, even if we were going to lose, we would have to say no to this because it's so horrible what the end game of it is. I said I'd go to your calls. William, who's police, thank you for holding, from Tennessee. William, what is your take on all this?
Yes, sir. I had some just different information. Like your last caller, I've been trying to get on for a little while. I assist in the grant writing at my department, and we got a COPS grant, which is an acronym for Community-Oriented Policing. And the government has put out it's basically like a survey. And for us to keep the grant and to be eligible to get more federal assistance, we're supposed to complete these surveys. We're supposed to go door to door, and we're asking a lot of outlandish questions that have caused me great alarm.
Yeah, basically, it's a knock and talk to get the federal money, which then conditions the public and the police to have non-traditional police activities. You're now going to be given a political police officer Soviet Commissar job. This is Commissar training. It's going on nationwide. Tell folks about it.
It's a bunch of just random questions about how many people are in your household, how many people have medical conditions. Do you have any firearms? And then there's some standard questions about, you know, gross income. And this is all done on a voluntary, I'm sorry, I just got cut off.
No, you're there. You're there.
It's done on a voluntary, you know, basis, but it's, we're intimidating to the public. And it's just the way things have gone over the last couple of years. And it's horrible, and it's definitely something that I didn't know if we're like being a test market or this is happening nationwide. Have you heard anything else about this?
Yes, sir. They call it knock and talk under federal grants that started about 15 years ago, but police departments just started refusing the money because they did it in Dallas, they did it in Austin, they did it all over Texas, where they would come and knock and say, we'd like to inspect your guns and see if they're safe. In Boston... And in New York, they actually force their way in. They've got units of police that'll do that to go, I don't care. I want to see if there's guns to get the federal money. And they put that on the news. You can pull up Knock and Talk in Boston. You can actually find that on YouTube. And it shows the families being basically forcing their way in. Kind of like federal grants. If the police department wants the federal grant, they've got to set up a checkpoint. That's not a checkpoint, but it really is. Just ask if you want to give some DNA, and then people get so scared they do it. And again, it's priming the pump. Just like if you're about to start a lawnmower and you hit the button a couple points to prime it with gas. So, they slip that gun question in there. And really, they're probing the departments to see if you comply. They're probing the officers to see if you can comply. They're conditioning you to do things you don't like. We're all being socially engineered. We're all being hammered. And, yes, it's going on under different guises. So Knock and Talk was so unpopular. Starting 3 years ago in select areas, they started having the police go out and call it community survey assistance in the documents I saw. I think it was out of Missouri, speaking of Missouri. And they go to the door, and then they say, oh, we just got a few questions for you, ma'am, as a supplement to the census and community policing. And again, real community policing is where the cops got a beat. Everybody knows them. You know, the cops just sort of throws the football with you in the front yard where he doesn't have a call, like, you know, folks growing up 50, 60 years ago. This is the opposite of that. This is spy policing. This is interrogation policing. This is not community policing.
I have a copy of that form if there's a way I can get it to you guys, if you'd like it for your records.
Yes, sir. CC it to showtips at Infowars.com, and I'm going to put you on hold here for a moment, and I'm going to give you one of the emails that isn't that doesn't get thousands a day to make sure we don't lose it. And obviously, it's not wrong for you to show me that form, but still, they might mess with you. I would advise you, because it'll just give the NSA more trouble, to pay with cash from someplace and scan it there and send it to us, or use your. I don't want to sit there. I mean, you should be able to send me that. Just make the decision whether you want them to know or not. Because let me just tell everybody something right now. They watch everything that comes in here. I mean, it's unbelievable. They follow me around when I leave here. It's a lot of. So I live like a little. I'm not even worried about it. Whatever. But the point is that yes, please send me that. Showtips@Infowars.com, and then I'm going to put you on hold. And then I'm going to tell John Harmon, cover my mouth here, which email to send that to. So thank you very much. Don't hang up, William. I'm going to go on hold here. Okay, fantastic. I just gave, in fact, John already knew which email to send it to, and send that to me. I mean, if I was a cop, I wouldn't care. If they're going to mess with you or go to your department and try to, you know, put you on a list because you sent us their little federal thing, there's nothing wrong. It's not a secret document. I'm just saying, obviously, the cop knows that, but just I want to remind people. So if somebody comes to work here, I tell them up front, you might end up getting put in a gulag down the road if we lose this thing. So I'm not kidding. So just know. And if they ever think they can intimidate you, they will try. So, and everybody just commits. I mean, it's surprising how much courage the average person has when they know they're in the right. But they need a community of people to stand together. And that's why police chiefs are becoming little federal minions more and more, because they should stand behind officers just to be good people. I mean, come on. This is not rocket science to do this kind of stuff. So, yes. Also, they're using those databases to index them with the census and to see how you answered the forms. It's kind of like companies will give you a psychological test a couple times, you know, to see how you answer different times, to try to see what type of person you are. I mean, there's just a lot of guinea pig stuff going on. Notice government, it's all secret. And if you want to ask the government a question, you're evil, but then it wants to know everything you're doing. That's backwards. We should know what the government's doing. They shouldn't know what we're doing until we go out and do something wrong. And until we become a known perpetrator. Then the due process, you know, starts to go out the window a little bit because you're a known quantity. Well, these governments are known quantities, ladies and gentlemen. These governments are out of control, not just ours, every other one. It's like a person. You will die. Governments will get taken over and become corrupt. I'm surprised how long ours has survived. It's had a lot of problems. It's been corrupt. But, I mean, this is a takeover. This isn't the American establishment doing this. This is the end of this republic. We're going to break. We're going to talk to Leslie when we come back. Says survey about bomb threats. Yeah, they're doing those everywhere to create a climate of fear. We're going to go to Truth Raider and then the others. I'll get to everybody that's on the board now, but no more calls after that. Kurt, Sid, Lindsay, Jason, and Truth Raider. I haven't plugged anything all day here on air. We're 2 hours, 48 minutes in a transmission. I am self-funded by viewers and listeners like you. And we're able to have the news division, the filmmaking division, the magazine, the news sites. We're reaching more people every day. We've been able to capitalize ourselves from losing money to being able to make back some of the deficit and be able to continue expanding thanks to some of the product rollouts of the new hidden dash cam system that looks like a rearview mirror that we have at the lowest price anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com. The Pro One water filters and Pro Pure, lowest price, 10% off, promo code WATER. We are sold out until at least 2 weeks from now, but it should be here in 2 weeks. It's being manufactured right now. The nascent iodine that everybody's been trying and says we've never seen anything like it. Well, that's because I found that it was very, very special the way it's done. It's patented. and it really is amazing. It's Survival Shield, known as a fluoride detox. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, you'll find it that way as well. But we do have Modafylon in stock at the lowest price. The lowest price we're allowed to sell it at by the producer of it. It's the clean southern hemisphere brown seaweed that has the wide spectrum natural iodine, nascent iodine, because they absorb it that way. So it's in the metabolized form in there and is also very, very dynamic and very, very powerful. And some people can't handle the, you know, check with your physician first, the detoxing effects of the regular superpowered nascent iodine. So the Modafylon is the way to go. It's not as powerful, but it is powerful. We have that at InfoWarsStore.com. And lastly, I've been taking both of these, 1 week on, 1 week off. Ancient Legacy by InfoWarsHealth.com and Longevity is a whole spectrum of the clean seaweeds and other ocean life. Ocean's Gold, Ancient Legacy, Ocean's Gold, 60 tablets available at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's the Longevity division. You can sign up and get 10% off, or you can sign up and get free shipping. When you sign up there at InfoWarsHealth.com for auto ship, you can pay $10 and then get big discounts. So InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to be a distributor. InfoWarsTeam.com, InfoWarsHealth.com, and the Nation Iodine at InfoWarsLife.com. There's been a Tennessee naval base in lockdown after shooting. We'll see what's happening with that straight ahead. Looks like more of their wind-up toys.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
All of times have come. Tennessee.
naval base in lockdown after shooting. The naval base in Millington, Tennessee is on lockdown after shooting, local media reported. Navy officials confirmed that the incident was near the naval support activity in Millington. NBC station WMCTV in Memphis, citing city officials, reported that at least two people had been shot near the base, and they were both reportedly in non-critical condition. Well, that's good news, then. I hope nobody dies. Also, NSA monitoring calls of 35 world leaders after U.S. official handed over contacts. I mean, of course they're spying on foreign leaders. That's what they're supposed to be spying on, not us. I mean, governments all spy on each other. You don't spy on gun owners and Christians and the Associated Press, you criminal government. So, but this is all becoming a big giant scandal. And by the way, all those governments are spying as well. And I'm not endorsing all of this. The point is, espionage always goes on. But the globalists run our government, and they're engaged in espionage against American companies and individuals and people that aren't part of the globalist combine. Do you understand that? It isn't America doing this. It's globalists using America's NSA to run all these scams everywhere and to get dirt on people, including Congress. And that's come out. MI6 has been caught spying on the parliament to blackmail people. I mean, what do you think goes on with shadow government? It's out of control. Let's go to Leslie in North Carolina. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was calling about two issues. One is that my girlfriend, she called for an appointment to the doctor, and they asked her about her religion preference.
Yeah, they're not supposed to do that under political correctness, but instead they do it now for everything.
They done that, and she went to the doctor and had her waiting over an hour for that, and it took a week to get a prescription that she called for this day she did an appointment. And my grandmother informed me that I talked to her back in the 70s. They used to do that when she called for her appointment. And she also been asked that when she called for her last doctor's appointment.
Well, that's right. They're doing all sorts of stuff. And then if you are a Christian, we found they discriminate against you. These people are anti-Christian. I mean, at the end of the day, driving this is an evil agenda. And they want to extinguish real Christianity. They want to extinguish the family and real manhood and motherhood. And they've done a really good job of it. And now they're telling parents they can't make their children their own lunch under federal guidelines. And I told you that was the case in Chicago. Now it's in Virginia. Now it's in Colorado. And they tell the parents, you will not pack their lunch. The parents bow down and do it. And if you go to a PTA meeting and complain, cops arrest you. We've shown those videos. I don't like my daughter being taught 2 plus 2 equals 5. Here is the folder. This is crazy. Cop comes up, grabs the guy, you're going to jail.
They also said that on the news, the local news, that about the schools want about using local farms and stuff about for school lunches.
Well, you're saying they aren't using local farms?
Yeah, there's some of them are that they want to use local farm, but
well, they're supposed to be independent school districts, and if people on PTA and all this had any brains, then you should try to get your food locally, and they should. Absolutely. God bless you. Good to hear from you. We just got loaded phone lines as usual. I want to try to get to all these people. We're about to go to break. Truth Raider and Sid and Kurt, I don't know about. I want to go to Jason, too. I've got so much to do after the show, folks. I go into too much overdrive. Truth Raider, real fast, tell us what's going on.
Hey, Alex, still hanging in there. I want to tell you about a great patriot and a whistleblower by the name of Phil Schneider. You need to look him up on YouTube.
I think I've had him on before. Yep.
Great guy. They offed him in January of 96.
But I had somebody on about him a long time ago, but I'll look that up. Thank you. We'll be right back in overdrive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.